Broadcasting from a tiny studio located somewhere in North America to the world. Waging war on the matrix of confusion.
Tires and lights of fires.
I know one of them has a carrying of a very large weapon.
I am really deeply worried. We have two grandchildren who are 6 and 8, and I believe they are in greater danger of dying from enemy activities than we were.
There's no reason, Bob, that young American soldiers need to be going into the homes of Iraqis in the dead of night.
The United States must secure its borders. This is a basic responsibility.
I doubt anyone here would recognize civic virtue if it reached up and bit you in the ass.
The hard part about playing chicken is knowing when to flinch.
And now, Dark Matters. Here's Don Ecker.
I hear it fading, I can't speak it. Oh, else you will dig my grave. Feel them finding always.
And welcome back to another edition of Dark Matters Radio. I'm your host. My name is Don Ecker. If I had to pick one radio show in all the years that I have either hosted radio or I've appeared as a guest, the show you are about to hear would figure absolutely as the most prominent one ever in my mind. As a matter of fact, this show in some quarters is legendary. It took place in January of 1995, January the 21st, and my guest that evening was noted UFO skeptic Philip Klass. Now, back in those days, Klass was considered absolutely the premier UFO skeptic, or as even Klass himself used to joke, I was always the skunk that entered the UFO garden party. Now, I had known Klass almost since my initial entry into the field of UFO research. First met him on the telephone back in the late 1980s while I was director of research for UFO magazine. And I gotta say that if we were not talking UFOs, I found Klass to be quite likable, and at that time I often found it rather strange or unusual the way some in the UFO field absolutely loathed Klass. Later I was to find out that Klass had an extremely sneaky side to him. As a matter of fact, going back into some of the UFO history that I delved into, I found Klass would often go on letter-writing campaigns in an effort to discredit someone that he disagreed with. Now, in retrospect, what happened on this show really offended me in a very profound way. Like I said, this happened in 1995. Now, in 1990, at the MUFON UFO symposium that took place in Pensacola, Florida, I literally saved Phil Klass's butt. It was at the Friday night get-together. Of course, this was usually a meeting in a bar where the MUFON symposium was being held. Everybody could gather, have drinks, chit-chat, talk, see old acquaintances and what have you. And it was at that Friday night get-together, I was sitting with Klass at a table down in Pensacola, when a huge guy, about 250 pounds, came up to the table, obviously drunk, recognized Phil Klass, and literally started picking on Klass and got right in his face. Now, this offended me for a lot of reasons, not the least of which Phil was, at that time, getting up there in years. He was physically a small man, And it was apparent to me that he was quite, well, I don't know if terrified is the right word, but he was very upset. I jumped up from the table, pushed that guy back, and I shamed him into leaving. And I was prepared to go further if I had to. I've never been one to let a little guy get picked on by a big guy and do nothing about it. Well, that made no difference. Class was one of those people that had, like I said, that sneaky side to him. Probably during the course of this show, I should have reminded him of that incident. But at any rate, you're going to have to make up your own mind when you hear it. Now, this particular radio program becomes very obvious to the listener that Class was contentious almost from the beginning. As you'll hear within the first half hour of the broadcast, Phil Class was ready to hang up the telephone, especially when I would start to point out some faulty holes in Phil's logic. And this was literally the last time I ever spoke to Phil Class prior to his death. So, without a lot of further ado, let's get on with the show. I think you're going to find this vastly interesting, and you're going to have to make up your own mind about what happened here. But on with the program. This is UFOs Tonight that took place January the 21st, 1995. Hope you enjoy it.